From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Once again, this is Alan Cairns with you from Greenville, South Carolina, to Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you listening in today. We appreciate you taking the time, and I trust you'll stay with us for the rest of this half-hour broadcast as we continue our studies in Romans chapter 12. Having looked at the first main truth, that in yielding our lives in response to the gospel, we are to yield ourselves as sacrifices to God, we now move on to think of the truth that we are to yield ourselves in separation from the world. That will be in a few minutes, but first we turn to Exodus chapter 1, verse 12, for our daily devotional Bible study for today, Advance Under Adversity. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew. I'm sure Pharaoh entertained great hopes of success when he introduced his plan to subjugate the children of Israel. The taskmasters set about their work with relish, the result that the lives of the Hebrews were made bitter with hard bondage. But Pharaoh's grand design was frustrated. Far from being destroyed, the children of Israel multiplied and grew. It's no surprise that Pharaoh and his people should be grieved because of the children of Israel. Pharaoh failed to realize that he opposed not merely the Hebrews, but Jehovah, their God, and ours. It's a mistake that many others have made over the years. At such times, God laughs at man's presumption and pride. He will ensure that there's no lasting triumph for those who rebel against the purposes of heaven. Indeed, He turns times of affliction into times of multiplication for His people and His cause. History provides countless examples. When has the church advanced more obviously? When has she taken the greatest strides? In the days of ease and luxury, when there's acceptance and approval? No, she has succeeded most when she has been driven to the fields and the forests, when her name is no more than a term of reproach, when her sons are pursued and persecuted outcasts. Surely, there's a parallel in the experience of the individual believer. We rarely make such spiritual progress when the winds and the waves favor us. We often do best when everything's against us. In times of persecution, we're brought to realize the security that we have in Christ. It's in seasons of illness, sorrow, and turmoil that there's a multiplication of those graces so pleasing to the Lord and needful to us. Remember, adversity is often nothing less than God's way of enabling us to grow in Christian character and holiness. A good thought to hold in your heart and your mind when the devil tells you that because of your affliction, you must be forsaken of God. And our thought for the day is from Horatius Bonner, the great Scottish preacher. In the day of prosperity, we have many refuges to resort to. In the day of adversity, only one. I've often said that it's a great privilege for us to be able to bring you Let the Bible Speak. And we do appreciate You're listening to us day by day. We also appreciate greatly this radio station and its ministry for the Lord Jesus Christ, and the fact that it carries Let the Bible Speak and brings it to you on a daily basis, Monday through Friday, week after week. Now, regular listeners to Let the Bible Speak will know that here in the program, we never solicit funds for our radio ministry. That's something we have never done in our 33 years of broadcasting. However, I hope that you are grateful to the radio station that brings this program to you so faithfully day by day, and I'm sure that they would be more than happy to receive your gift and your support. So I hope that you'll take them to heart, not only to pray for the ministry of the station, but also to let them have your support, and when you do so, do remember to thank them for bringing Let the Bible Speak to you. Now here at Let the Bible Speak, we're delighted to be of any spiritual help that we can be to you. We have some good gospel literature to give to those who are not saved, to show them how to be saved, and then how to be sure they're saved. We have our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, that we're happy to show those who are interested, lets them know a little bit more about the Free Presbyterian Church and what we stand for and why. And then, of course, we have things like our quarterly magazine, which we're always happy to send free of charge to those who are interested. If you'd like to receive this or any of the other resources that we mention here in Let the Bible Speak, please be in touch with us. We'd be happy to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is LTBS@freepres.org. And our toll-free telephone number is 1-866-877-5827. 1-866-877-LTBS. We'll be delighted to hear from you. Today I thought we would do something a little different on the broadcast. Usually you get to hear part of a sermon preached in one of the services here in Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. And I thought that perhaps it might be a good thing, for once, to let you into a little more of the worship service from which that part of the sermon is taken. So what we're going to do today, before we get into the actual message in Romans chapter 12 through the rest of the week, we are going to listen first to the choir as they sing, I Love Thy Kingdom, Lord, then have the pastoral prayer, which is, unfortunately, one of the fast deteriorating aspects of public worship in most Protestant churches, but which historically was always one of the most important parts of worship. Then we'll have a congregational hymn, and then we'll set up the Bible reading, which should then get us ready, in the will of the Lord, to take up the message from tomorrow's broadcast. So I hope that commends itself to you, and that you'll enjoy and be blessed by this part of the worship service from Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina.
Heavenly Father, we bow in thy presence this Sabbath morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we give thee thanks that thy mercy endureth forever, even as we have been singing. We thank thee, our Father, that thou hast exalted thy word above all thy name, that thou hast selected this attribute of divine faithfulness and given it the preeminent place in all thy dealings with men. We thank thee, our God, that we can always trust the word and the promise of grace. We thank thee, our Father, that thou wilt never, never fail to live up to thy promises. How we rejoice that our God is faithful. How we rejoice that the mercy of God endures from age to age, overcoming every obstacle of time. Lord, we bless thee and praise thee that even in these dark and troublesome days in which we live, the promises of the gospel still hold good, and the mercy of God in Jesus Christ is still freely offered to sinners. We praise thee, O God, that once we're in Christ, we continue to find that God surrounds his people with mercy. We remember how Jeremiah, when his heart was breaking over the destruction of his nation, could still rejoice in the Lord and know that thy compassions fail not, thy mercies are new every morning. Lord, we thank thee today that our view of God is not tied to circumstances. We thank thee that thou art not conditioned by the world in which we live, but that thou art the great transcendent creator, that thou, O Lord, art the eternal God. We worship thee not as some man imagines thee to be, but as thou hast revealed thyself in the word of Scripture, in the word of the gospel, and particularly in the word incarnate. For we thank thee that he is the central focus of Scripture, and he is the great message of the gospel, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. Our Father, we rejoice this morning, and we worship thee in and through the person and merit of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray this morning for grace to sing thy praise, to grasp a little more fully that thou art great and greatly to be praised. We ask thee, Lord, that if we have come to God's house today with burdens and with heartaches, with troubles, with trials, with things that distress, distract, or oppress us, that thou wilt give us a clear sight of Christ, a clearer understanding of the gospel of grace, and stir up our hearts by faith fully to follow the Lord. We pray for any who know not Christ, that this will be a day of conviction for them, a day of spiritual awakening, a day of salvation by grace through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, bless thy word today to the salvation of the lost, and to the blessing and building up of the people of God. We need thee. We confess this morning we need the Lord in this house. Lord, every one of us stands in urgent personal need of meeting with the Lord today. O God, if we are ever to glorify thee and to enjoy thee, if we are ever, O God, to serve thee as we ought, then we need thee, for we remember the Lord Jesus said, without me ye can do nothing. We would therefore covet that gracious infilling of the Spirit of God, that mighty endowment of power that will help us and enable us adequately to serve our God. We pray now, Lord, that thou wilt continue with us, meet us every one at the point of our need, and show us more and more of the grace and glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. We pray this not only for ourselves, but for all our sister congregations. Bless our brethren who are out preaching this morning. Bless Dr. Allison as he would be preaching in Orlando, and Dr. Barrett as he'd be preaching in Winston-Salem. We pray that thy hand will be upon thy servants, that they may come home with rejoicing, and telling of the great things the Lord has done today through their ministry. And we ask, Lord, that Thou wilt indeed bless Thy servants throughout this land and to the ends of the earth. Make this a great Sabbath day for the gospel of Jesus Christ. And, O Lord, we pray that amid the encircling gloom of man's corruption and international depravity, Thou wilt work with grace and send forth Thy light and Thy truth, that Jesus Christ may be uplifted to the salvation of many precious souls. Hear our prayer, Lord, and bless our gathering, and meet with us around the open page of the Word of God today. Speak to preacher and listener alike. We ask in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Hymn 539. Nearer, still nearer, close to thy heart. And would you stand, please, as we sing together? 539.
Turn this morning to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12.
Commencing at verse 1, we read this chapter together. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, that every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, he that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind, one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Amen. The Lord will add his own blessing to the reading of his precious word for his name's sake. You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. I hope that you found today's broadcasting a blessing to your heart. If you'd like to email us, our email address is ltbs@freepres.org. Or if you'd prefer, you may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. We would love to hear from you. If you'd like to know how to be saved and how to be sure you're saved, we'd like to send you my booklet, A New Beginning, and I think that you'll find it very helpful. Each quarter we publish a free full-color magazine, Let the Bible Speak Quarterly, with a good variety of Bible teaching and testimony. It's available to all who request it. If you'd like to receive more information about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America and its ministry, we'd like to send you our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel. Or if you'd like to have tape or CD copies of the messages here in Let the Bible Speak,
you may have them by contacting us. Or you may visit us on the web at letthebiblespeakradio.com. Now, that's a lot of information to digest all at once, but you can find it all on our website, letthebiblespeakradio.com. There you'll be able to listen to and download our programs, visit our online bookstore, and read a text version of each day's commentary. So visit us today at letthebiblespeakradio.com. This is Alan Cairns saying thank you for listening. I trust that you'll join us each day at this time, Monday through Friday, as we let the Bible speak.